morning. My name is Kiwon. I lead Southside House Church, and I'm also on the board. I'll be sharing the word today as staff are away this week to spend some time with Artie Kendall and to recharge. They'll be back later today. So today I'll be reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Mark chapter 4, 35 through 41. Jesus calms the storm. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Let's pray together. Lord Father God, we thank you for this morning that we can come together to worship and pray. I ask you to speak to us through this word and give us an open heart and an ears to hear what you want to say to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we might be quite familiar with this passage. The same story can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, 23 to 27, and in the book of Luke, chapter 8, 22 through 25 as well. So Jesus has been performing many miracles of healing and teaching his disciples and people through a number of parables, explaining what those parables mean. But the crowd was getting so big that he had to get on a boat to speak from the lake. And he commands the disciples to go over to the other side, probably needing some break away from the people, but also to spend more quality time with his disciples to, you know, to download as much as he can while he was with them. But on the way over, Jesus falls asleep. He was very tired. Then suddenly a storm comes up that scares the disciples. They were fearing for their lives. They quickly woke up Jesus, who with a spoken word calms the water. And he shows his authority even over nature by commanding it to be still. And Jesus turns it into a teaching moment and asks two open-ended questions. Why are you afraid? And do you still have no faith? There's no response to these questions, but only for disciples to be in awe of Jesus and what he has done. So there were a couple of points that I wanted to draw from the passage that we just read. So first point is that in verse 35, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Jesus gave a clear direction of where to go, the other side, which could mean a change, a different environment, somewhere outside of your comfort zone. People normally do not react well to change. We want to be in a comfortable place, doing comfortable things. New things are perceived as a challenge, but we need to recognize that Jesus wants you to go to the other side. We also note that Jesus is with us. Disciples took him along just as he was in the same boat. The second point is then in verse 37, a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. A storm just came up out of the blue. That's how things happen in our lives too. You are leisurely crossing to the other side, then the next minute hit with a storm that can almost kill you. And Jesus probably knew that such storm would come on the way to the other side. And that's probably why he was on the boat with the disciples as well, to help them along on their faith journey. And in verse 38, disciples ask, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And even though disciples saw numerous miracles with Jesus, they had doubts in their mind when the storm came. The disciples were fishermen by trade, so they know the storm. They know about the boats. So if disciples felt like they were going to die, it was genuine fear for their lives. We too may have doubts and fears. We may doubt God consciously or more unconsciously. The enemy is always putting that doubt in our minds. Even though we may have experienced God and Holy Spirit, we tend to forget when faced with the storms in our lives. And we forget that God has done for us in the past storms. Jesus has the power to calm the storm just with his words. In verse 39, he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. The storms in your life may seem almost life-threatening, but Jesus can still the storm because he has that authority and he is willing to help. He doesn't question the disciples, he just acts. And after calming the sea, Jesus in verse 40 turns to the disciples and says, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" In Romans 10:17, it says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the words of Christ." And Jesus does not want you to be in fear. He is there to calm you. Having or keeping faith when things are going wild like a storm, or when you are struck with fear, may be a difficult thing for most of us. But know that he is with you. Otherwise, he would not have died for you on the cross. We need to keep reading God's words and pray for Holy Spirit to help us, to remind us of all the faithfulness God has shown throughout our lives, to build up on those foundations to have courage to face the storm. So last week, we had a wonderful time celebrating Easter, and we had R.T. Kendall visit us again to give us the word. We proclaimed that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, but he has risen from the dead. It was a wonderful time of celebration. But as we return and go back to our work or family from our long weekends and break, we are facing new storms in our lives. Or perhaps there's been a storm that's been going on for some time, whether it is your work, your relationships, your health, your family. I too have had these challenges in my own workplace recently. How I got this role or this job is another testimony on its own for another time. But I work for a global bank that is currently going through a major reorganization. So for the past couple of months, I will get an email saying someone has left the firm, or you know, a personal goodbye emails to note their own departures. And some I've worked closely with and had a lot of respect for, they were let go as well. It has not been good for the morale for those that are left. And whenever these news comes out, I could see that the people around me that are huddling together and talking about what had happened and what may happen to their own jobs as well. Everyone was in fear, just as the disciples were out on the water. But as we believers should be different, because we walk with Jesus, who not only has the almighty power and authority, but who is genuinely interested in you to have peace and to continue to grow. And he is there with you in that boat, in that storm. I'm going to ask Rachel to lead us in a worship. As we meditate on this word, let us lay our worries and fears down. There may be storms coming up, but remember that Jesus is with you. And life cannot be a smooth sailing all the time, and perhaps these challenges will help you grow in your faith journey. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide a way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. So to that last question that Jesus asked, I hope we can respond by saying, yes, Lord, I have faith, but help me in that journey. Thank you for this word that told us to go to the other side, but you're also reminding us that you are with us in those storms that we may face, Father Lord, and that you have the authority, Father Lord, to overcome and just give us strength, to give us faith, Father Lord. So as we just lay down all these challenges before you, Father God, that you give us supernatural peace in all the things that we're doing. We just thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.